The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everybody, WNYC, they got a new podcast for kids, and you know it's called This Podcast Has Fleas. And they got a question, and you know they're gonna answer it fast. What happens when rival pets have dueling podcasts? You gotta find out, because Jones, who is Jay Farrow? He plays a slick cat, a cat not a sparrow. And facing off against Waffles, played by Emily Lynn, a dog who chews on the microphone, and that's how the podcast begins. It's a comedy series with original music and a cast of household pets. Benny the Gerbil, a sage-like goldfish, all of the pets you can get. It's got Alec Baldwin, Eugene Merman, ooh, so many stars. And every single episode there is some daily drama, and you know they're gonna take it so far. Sometimes a chaotic sleepover party, sometimes it's a trip to a vet, sometimes it's the dreaded cone of shame. Let me tell you where to get it. You can get it wherever. Subscribe where you get your podcast, please. This podcast has fleas. That's what it's called.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
I'm Jessica McKenna. I did it wrong. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Greeno. There's no right or wrong way.
That's true. Speaking of no right or wrong way, on the keys,
we have a guest piano player joining us in the studio. Sweet Scott Passarella had a gig, so we brought in one of our other favorite pianists.
He is our pianist for when we occasionally do our improvised emo concert, Every Place I Cry. This is Sam Janitis.
Give it up for him. In your car.
Keep your hands
on
the wheel. Give it up in your mind.
Running path.
On your running path?
On your running path.
In the glen?
Yeah. Were you part of this conversation?
We were talking
yes.
about what's
the difference
between a glen,
a field,
and
a meadow.
Yeah.
Let's have our guest weigh in, guys. This is a very special holiday episode, a little treat for our sweet fans who've joined us through this half of the year as we launched this podcast. We have brought back two fan favorites and also two host favorites.
Two world favorites.
World favorites, Paul F. Tompkins and
Nicole Parker.
Hooray!
Hooray, hello, hello, hooray.
Oh, just warming up a little bit. Just doing an elevator.
I'm thrilled to be back. I'm thrilled to be here with Nicole. And I have turned my jacket around.
You really have.
In solidarity with Nicole.
Which is very kind. I saw that happening.
I get a bit chilly, I'm going to say, right now. And it felt like too much work to do it the other way.
It's so much work.
And easier to take it off when you want to.
Exactly. It's like a painter's
smile. I will say that a suit jacket backwards on you is a statement, and it's working. I'd be like, this man doesn't give a fuck how you would wear a suit, because he wears a suit well. Always.
If it's good enough for Celine Dion, it's good enough for me. Who could forget that one outfit?
To live by.
Yeah, I think Earwolf fans in general like getting to feel like they're in the room. And here's a little bit of information for you. Mm-hmm. Temperature regulation is tough for the Earwolf studios.
That is true.
We are playing with ends of the spectrum.
Put yourself in the seat. We're always a little chilly or a little hot. And it's okay. There's a lot of equipment to keep cool. So yep. Sometimes you got to burst it. And then sometimes you got to turn off because it gets too loud.
You do have to keep the equipment
sometimes
real cool.
Sometimes you got to burst it.
Sometimes the piano starts to smoke.
But guys, let's talk more importantly. Paul, Nicole, difference between a glen, a meadow, and a field.
I don't know if it's because this is a musically themed podcast, but I can only started thinking of musical songs that have glen, field, and meadow in them. And it's amazing how many do. They're especially glen.
Glen. I was thinking, what is that?
Well,
glen,
to me, I feel like
Amora.
Brigadoon.
How mm-hmm. are things in Glockamora.
Glockamora, yes.
I always think Danny Boy when I hear Glen. Yes. So that's my number one Glen
song. So I think we've agreed that Glen is Scottish or Irish only, right?
Yeah.
Great.
I think it might be a meadow in the UK.
No, not possible.
I posited that a Glen is like a clearing that is surrounded by a less clear area. Like a glen is within a forest or something.
That makes
else.
A lot. Yeah, it's like a little clearing. Could we call it it's like a clearing. Yeah.
Let's say it's like a clearing.
Yeah, in the UK.
Let's say.
Could we call it a clearing?
Yeah.
I think we could.
Yeah, like a clearing.
And I think Zach and I both agreed field is biggest.
Field is biggest.
Field is biggest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because meadow might be, you know, as soon as you get out of the forest, then there's
a
meadow.
Here's an additional thought. I believe, and how do you guys feel about this? Field man-made.
Yes, because here's what I was
it's
just
very
strong
controversial
disagree.
Statement that is a controversial
strong
statement.
Disagree.
Well, here's what I was just thinking. A deer frolicking through a field? Whoa. What's that? Look, it's a deer. That's unusual. A deer frolicking through a meadow,
that's
where that deer belongs.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Julie Andrews was twirling at the beginning of Sound of Music in a meadow or a field?
Oh, I thought she was
it wasn't a
hill.
Glen.
In
she's a
hill.
Glen is a hill with grass, so that's a fourth. That's a fourth.
Yeah, I think
because it's a hill with grass.
You know what that
it
is?
It looks kind of like a field. Is.
That's a series of knolls. That's a series of knolls.
Series of knolls.
Grassy hills? I don't know. I think field and meadow aren't. Are they flat? Field is definitely flat.
I think a field is flat and a wide open space. And I think a meadow has more, it's like more overgrown.
Okay. Right, because field feels more like, okay, that's where you're farming. Okay, exactly. You farm at a corn field, but a meadow is where the wildflowers are.
Mm. Yes, which is, that's why I was positing potentially man-made. Like we have cleared this
Got
field.
We
have,
I see what you mean.
But what if
that's not controversial at all.
Field also associated with war.
The field
battlefield.
Of war.
Especially Civil War.
The battlefield.
That's right, the battlefield.
Mm. But guys, the holidays.
What's your favorite Civil War holiday tradition?
Seamless.
I love eating hardtack right out of the stocking.
Wait, what was the question? I missed it.
I just.
Oh, you just said
holidays. The holidays.
Okay. Yeah, that was the question.
That was all I said. It was, I'd say, A-plus host level
it was very
transition.
Good. It was very good. I said, what's your favorite Civil War holiday tradition?
And then we got to hardtack.
And then we got to hardtack, and now we're here. And
I see.
Now we're all...
Not a moment too soon.
Right on time.
Well, I don't know. I'm a fan of the holidays. I enjoy them.
For sure.
I do too.
Right?
Yeah.
It's okay. I don't have to travel for them. My family is all here, including my husband's family. So that's sort of a different situation.
That's a blessing.
I'll throw this out there. I'm looking forward to staying at home, actually, the whole month. Last year, sometimes I sing with symphony concerts, and I had said once, oh, I just want to do a Christmas Pops concert. It was more fun. You know what I mean? It's just good. And then I had like six, and I got sick immediately and literally just ended up doing the whole month of just me. And here's the funny thing about, like, when you book these things, they're like a year and a half out. They'll be like, what are you doing August 2020? You're like,
you say,
I don't know. I hope we're all alive.
Yeah, know
exactly.
That.
Exactly. And then unfortunately, when I get busy, sometimes I'll get sent a chart for like, most wonderful time of the year. And I'm like, yeah, it looks fine. And I kind of eyeball it.
Sure.
And you cut to a year later where it's in a horrible key for me and I'm in front of people and St. Louis going, it's a wonderful time. Like, it's bad.
Who wants that
and
song that high?
Yeah,
also,
they don't. It's a man's key. And I just was lazy and I said that it was fine. And they don't, right. Again, this stuff is expensive to rent. So they're just like, fine, on to the next.
Or it's a concert for puppy dogs.
that would be
I didn't think
good.
About that.
What if?
And the orchestra's all just those whistles.
And the orchestra is a bunch of whistles. First chair whistles. Second chair whistle. Everyone. We cut to a concert for dogs. A Christmas holiday dog concert. And of course,
it's in a beautiful Hollywood Bowl style Greek theater setting. It's in a clearing. It's by a glen.
It's called the Doggywood Bowl, and the bowl is like a dog bowl. It's a big dog bowl, and a bunch of dogs live there. This is a universe where all the dogs are people, and all the people are dogs.
So it's a dog planet. This is a lot. We normally don't lay this much track.
This is what it is. This,
okay,
did someone say track?
Choo-choo! Everybody hop on board! It's the Bumpy Christmas Train! Everybody hop on board! The Bumpy Christmas Train!
Everybody hop on board! It's the Bumpy Christmas Train! Everybody hop on board!
The Bumpy Christmas Train!
Yes, we love it on the train! On the train we always have success! And all the puppies and people here don't look as creepy as those people on the Polar Express!
And we should clarify that the people we refer to are dogs, because the people are puppies and the puppies are people. Let's all jump over a bunch of logs, hey!
Everybody aboard! Puppy Christmas Train! Everybody aboard! The Puppy Christmas Train!
You can find me in the dining car, eating off of the floor. That's what I like to do, that's what the floor is for.
You can find me in the toilet, sipping water out of the bowl. That's what the bowl is there for, it's the greatest dog bowl that's ever been told.
And you can find me in the engine, chewing on the controls, chewing on the levers and the buttons and the levers that make the train roll.
And you can find me out the window, sticking my tongue out far. Cause sticking your train, I mean head out the train window is much better than a car.
Hey!
Everybody on board the Puppy Christmas Train.
Choo-choo!
Everybody on board the Puppy Christmas Train. Everybody on board, Puppy Christmas Train.
Everybody on board, the Puppy Christmas Train. Choo choo.
Now arriving at Doggywood Station. Doggywood Station, this is the last stop on our Puppy Christmas Train.
Wow, I can't believe we made it all the way to Doggywood.
Ah, that train ride was so beautiful. I loved seeing all the lands lay out like postage stamps. When we were up on high hills, we could look down and see all the lands like postage stamps.
I was too scared to look out the window. It was moving so fast.
Aw. Hopefully on the train ride back home after the big puppy concert, you'd have a little more bravery to look out the window.
Well, I was kind of hoping after the big puppy concert, maybe I could stay in Doggywood.
Chauncey! You want to stay in Doggywood?
Yeah, Ralph, I do.
Whoa, but that would mean you'd have to join the doggy chorus.
Can I tell you a secret?
Of course, I'm your best friend and your brother.
No, I know both of those things. That's my secret ambition, to join the doggy chorus in Doggywood.
Wow, but Doggywood, that's a big show.
Well, I know, but I got big dreams.
And you got a great voice, Chauncey. I think you could do it.
Oh, you really think so?
Yeah. Ever since we were kids, I knew you're the best baritone I ever heard.
Wow, Ralph. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, of course.
I wish you told me sooner. I don't know. I feel like you kept that to yourself for years.
Well, is there anything about me you're keeping to yourself?
Yeah, you got me.
What is it?
Well, I think you just... I get choked up when I think about it.
No, I know. It's the holidays and brothers brings up a lot of feelings.
Right. I think you're just about the best songwriter that ever lived.
Come on. You've been hearing me alone at night?
I've been hearing you write your songs out loud.
Yeah, I gotta howl them to myself.
That's right.
Whoa. Well, I guess we're both on an adventure here then.
Guess we are.
To live and work in Doggywood.
The brothers making their dreams come true.
Yeah. You and me. You and I. Making our dreams come true. By and by. You and me. You and I. Making our dreams come true. Since we were just two little rough and tumble pups, I knew you and I had talent. Yeah, I knew it was what was up. But it took time to pair that talent with courage and with nerve. But now these two brothers out to get the glory they deserve. You and me.
Those bunk beds with all these dreams running through our heads. I always knew that we'd be here. We're gonna make it. This will be our year.
Oh,
you and me. You and I. Making our dreams come true.
Come into my dressing room.
Darla, what's the matter?
Bobby, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do the concert this year.
Darla, you pull yourself together.
Oh, stop shaking me so hard.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. You're a little chihuahua, and I'm a big golden doodle.
That's right. A little chihuahua with a voice of a Great Dane.
Darla, the people who are dogs are very much expecting you to come out there on that stage and wow them with your grand voice.
But that's just it, Bobby. That's just it. All the pressure is becoming too much. Christmas for me used to be about spending time with family and opening presents, and now it's just dance, dance, doggy, dance. Sing, doggy, sing. And you know, I have to do it all by myself. How I wish I had a singer to do it with me. It's too much pressure.
Darla, breathe deep.
Oh, God, it's happening again.
Darla, chew the stick. Darla, chew the stick. Darla, chew on the stick. Tummy rub. Gentle tummy rubs.
Oh, that's good.
Darla.
A little to the left.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't keep my leg from doing that. It just happens.
I wouldn't stop you. Darla, if what you need is support, in the form of a singer, then by dog God, I will find you that support.
That's all I've ever wanted.
I will find it for you. Because what is the theater? What is the orchestra if it's not evolving? This could be new. This could be a different show. It doesn't have to be you. And if it makes you uncomfortable, well, that's not good. You're a star. A star among dogs.
That's right, Bobby. Throw me a bone. Throw me a bone. I can't do it all alone. Throw me a goddamn bone.
Throw you a bone. Throw you a bone.
Throw me a bone.
I won't make you do it all alone. I'll throw you a dog bone.
You're right. I should say dog-gam. That's the way we talk. But I'm tired of being told when to pee and when to walk. I am just someone's puppet out there. I have no agency. I am unawares of my rights. Because I sing. Because I sing, I am suffering.
I think that you should be able to do what you wanna. You're a star among stars and the premier chihuahua. Though you are small, your voice is so great. If you want to hold the show, then the audience will wait. They'll throw you a bone. Throw you a bone. Throw you a dog goddamn bone. What is it? Let's write out a rider. A rider of things that you demand and you deserve, Darla. You deserve.
Upon entering my room, I want a large carpet shaped like a mushroom on which I can scratch and itch. Don't get mad at me. It's not my fault that I'm a bitch. Yes, I'm a diva and I deserve these leads. I am not one of these stinky singing half-breeds. No, I am a dog, you know. One of the best kind, the kind that was meant to show. And also, when I sit, I want 15 bowls around me and one for my shit.
Of course, you will demand a toll of 14 bowls of food and one shit-filled bowl.
I don't think you understand the point I'm making. Every time I enter the room should smell like bacon. Not the kind that's uncured. Don't be jerky. And none of that bullshit that is cut from a turkey. Throw me a bone.
Throw you a bone.
Throw me a bone.
Throw you a bone.
I can't do this all alone.
Throw you a dog goddamn bone. And the mushroom, and the bowls, the bowls, the bowls.
All 15 bowls. Your day and my day is made. This is the happiest I've been since I got spayed.
Throw you a bone.
I think there may have been a small misunderstanding.
In what way?
For the orchestra for tonight's concert, we have 10 drummers drumming. And that is, I believe, too many drummers.
Is it? I mean, we have 11 pipers piping.
Yeah, and we got 12 Lords of Leafy, which has nothing to do with the music.
No, those are just people we gotta get out of the pit.
And they have nowhere to sit, and they're running into everybody, and it's a real problem.
All right, can I get the 12 leapers? Excuse me, 12 leapers? Ow! Oh, 12 leapers, this is actually the orchestra pit, so I need you to leap over to the place where you can just watch.
Our mistake. Let us go over to where those 9 ladies are dancing.
Oh, indeed.
I don't want to be one of the lords left out this time, though.
Ugh. No, you come too.
Well, there's always like 3 guys just left standing around.
You're right. We'll take care of that, Gerald.
Will you?
I'm more than willing to entertain several leaping lords.
Oh my Whoa. God, it's one of those saucy maids of milking.
Oh, you are making a mess.
Because what is milking if not just a dance move on an udder?
Ooh. That's right, boys. Watch out for us.
That's right, there's eight of them.
Yeah, we're the eight maids of
Milkin'. And we're here to milk some entertainment out of the udder of this cow.
That
also,
was a good
it's
one.
It's a dance. Thank
that
you.
That was a good one. I haven't heard that one before.
Thank you.
It was really good, Alicia.
Thank you. Thanks, Keytree.
How many pipers piping do we have? I lost count.
There's 11 pipers piping, okay, but they're so in the orchestra pit, and they aren't actually
that
needed.
Makes sense.
The orchestra
that
pit
makes
has
sense.
21 people in it. There's 10 drummers drumming and right. 11 pipers piping.
And they provide all of the music for the dog orchestra.
We're just made to our milking.
Milking. We're just milking it for all it's worth.
Well, that's, hold on a second. That's really it? We just have pipes and drums.
I play the,
well, there's
I
some
play
ladies the, dancing somewhere.
I play these five golden hoops. They're not quite a triangle because they're in the shape of a ring. And I bang on, I got five golden hoops. And I bang on them.
Yeah, and it's really,
and I am a calling bird, and we can certainly make sound with our voices and beaks.
The French hens sound a lot like a trumpet.
Yes, yeah, so we can do music better than any of you bastards.
We're all fighting so much, though. I feel like maybe it's better if we... I mean, granted, there are a lot of things going on in this orchestra pit, but maybe we can put them all together. I'll take my golden rings and go, ding dong, ding dong.
Oh, boy.
And I'll go, la.
Let's just do it. We can, one at a time, sort of pull pull music from the jaws of this madness.
Yeah, I think that's a sexy idea.
Up here.
Thanks, maid of milking, Keytree.
Excuse me, up here, I'm, if you can see me, I'm the conductor. I am a teacup Yorkie. But if you can see me, I am the conductor. So let's start with the 10 drummers drumming. Oh, very good. Oh, great. And now the calling bird. And maybe those French hen horns. Of the five gold hoops,
okay.
I like it, and we're getting it. Yes, this is the scoop. It's just a little tiny bit less from the five gold hoops and the drums and the calling.
Hi, I mean.
And the French.
I mean, is there anything that I can?
Yeah, leap, brother, leap it up.
There I go.
Yeah, go ahead and leap.
In the air. And over here. Over there.
And we're milking.
Leaping low, leaping fast, leaping slow.
And we're
milking,
and I do.
And we're milking,
and we're milking,
and
milking, and
milking,
and we're milking,
and we're milking,
and we're milking,
and milking,
and
milking.
With the man who leaps with the flexible pants. You guys will dance, you are choreography. You're more like sights, not the sounds that we hear. But little less from the hoops, now more from the hoops.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding
dong. But what we lack in this city
news.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, but Darla the Chihuahua is demanding more singers, and I had found one, a beautiful partridge in a pear tree, but she ate the pear, and now it's just a normal tree, and she refuses to work in a normal tree, and she flew away.
The tree just had the one pear?
It was a pear tree, not a pear's tree.
Oh, you got me there.
Excuse me.
Sorry, sister.
What's this? Two identical dogs?
Yeah, we're just two beagle. We're two beagle best friend brothers.
Two beagle best friend brothers?
Yeah.
Your tag says Chauncey.
That's right.
You look like you're straight off the train.
We are, yeah.
We're literally straight off the train.
Really? My name's Ralph. This is my brother Chauncey. And, well, couldn't help but overhear that you have a problem. And, whoa! My brother's recently given me the courage to say, I'm a songwriter.
We've never had a songwriter. We kind of just wing it.
That's very funny to me. I'm a bird.
And my brother here, well, go ahead, Chance. You got this.
My brother here, he's given me the courage to say, well, I'm a singer.
You, Beagle brother.
Yeah.
Do you
also
have,
best friends?
Also best friends.
Not to me.
I'm just saying.
Well, no, what do we need to say, to Beagle?
But, okay. No, I'm just saying. If you're gonna say he's a brother, I just want you to know we are brothers by blood, but best friends by choice.
Sure. Let me make this. What's your name?
Oh, that's sweet.
My name's Chauncey.
Chauncey.
Yeah.
What is your melody?
What's my melody?
Yeah, let's hear it. Or do
you
we have
sing
some...
the melody that I assumed you wrote?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Just yeah,
right.
Do it together. Okay, do we have to milk it out of you?
Yeah, actually, milk it out of you.
Yeah,
get over here, big boy. Milk a melody.
Chauncey, don't get distracted by these siren songs of milkmaids.
These sexy milk ladies.
I know.
Come on, let's hear a good melody.
Well, you're hired on the spot.
Wow!
The melody you give is now the melody we've got. And there's someone that I'd like the two of you to meet. So here, please take this bacon to give her as a welcome treat. She's a star, and you'll be a star. A shining star for all to see. For she's a star, and you'll all be stars atop the Doggywood Christmas tree.
This is our moment, Ralph, we did it. We're gonna make it in
choice. We're led by my melody and guided by your voice. We'll be stars.
You'll be stars.
You'll be stars.
Atop a Christmas tree. Christmas tree, stars.
All right, well, get your bacon and get your best face on, bro. We gotta meet this lady.
Sure. What's her name, by the way?
What is her name? It was Darla. But how will that first encounter go? Will they get along? Will they perform the greatest Christmas concert of all time?
Where are the seven swans a-swimming?
Find out when we return after the intermission of Oh, Little Town of Doggywood!
You guys, Zach's back. doing ads by himself. Jessica's back, but she has an audition. She's very cool. Guys, support from today's show comes from BetterHelp. BetterHelp lets you connect with an experienced professional therapist in a safe and private environment, which is fantastic. Whether you're in the arts like we are or not, everyone knows someone who struggles with depression, and BetterHelp is there for you. So they allow you to text your therapist anytime, plus schedule phone, video, or chat sessions when it's convenient. That way you can get help at your own time and place. No explaining why you have to leave work, no fighting traffic, no uncomfortable waiting rooms. You'll be communicating within 24 hours, often much sooner. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. A month of online therapy costs less than a single traditional face-to-face session. So go to betterhelp.com/offbook, fill out the questionnaire, and BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a counselor you'll love. And if you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time for no additional cost. So guys, to learn more, sign up, go to betterhelp.com/offbook. The invite code offbook gets you your first 7 days free, and you support our show, which is great. So yeah, if you know someone who you think could use this, or you personally could use this, this is a great way to do it. There ain't no shame here. We're erasing the stigma. So get help because you are worth it. BetterHelp. Let's also talk about Make-A-Wish. You guys know the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They grant life-changing wishes for kids with critical illnesses. Whether it be an airplane pilot, hang out with their idol, or become Batman for a day, Make-A-Wish makes it happen, which is obviously awesome. Now we have a really cool way for you to help. Make-A-Wish has a new podcast called The Power of a Wish, and Audible is generously making a $1 donation for every listen of the podcast. All you got to do is listen to it, and they will match it with a dollar. One listen is $1, up to $25,000. The podcast is a two-part series, and it's behind-the-scenes looks at Make-A-Wish, telling you the story of some special kids and their families, and it's an easy way to support an awesome organization, grant more amazing wishes for kids and families that really need a helping hand. So, the series is out now. All you got to do is go ahead and subscribe to The Power of a Wish in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll help raise money for Make-A-Wish. Do it, sleepy babies. Grant your wishing powers like the magical wish fairies that you are. We love you. Thank you.
Welcome back!
When we last left all these dogs about to celebrate Christmas with a big holiday concert, Darla was requiring mushroom-shaped rugs and another singer, Beagle Best Friend Brothers, Ralphie and Chauncey, who are about to have their big shot, and a bunch of things were happening from the 12 Days of Christmas.
Follow me. This is the hotel where she demands to stay. It's a very fancy and ritzy hotel.
Oh,
so,
man, a hotel for dogs?
Oh, it's never, that's right.
I never heard of such
well,
a thing.
Well, it's a wonderful thing, and I think you'll really enjoy yourself here at this Hotel for Dogs. Hotel for Dogs. Kick up your paws at this Hotel for Dogs. Right over here we have a concierge. He's a very big dog. You'd say as big as a bear. It's true with this Hotel for Dogs.
Hotel for Dogs.
Hotel for Dogs. We've got a doggy-proof escalator. You know how you're not supposed to take a dog on an escalator. With this one, it's fine. It's just safe. It's just padded and safe. Cause it's a
Hotel for Dogs. Hotel for Dogs.
And over here, a place you might want to go. Out here is a big old field for these dogs. And this field is covered in snow. It's for those snow dogs.
Snow dogs.
And it's a wonderful place. And if you want some exercise, then you should just come over here right outside. Look over here on the wall. It's a hoop for playing basketball. Be
Airbuds. Airbuds.
It's a really great place. Ooh, what's that? Would you believe it? Here is a phone ring ring. Someone wants you to play football with your golden receiver. Airbud golden receiver. Don't worry about this. It's a workout place. That's not where we're going.
Oh, Mr. Sir, I got a question. I guess maybe if you could just mention when we are ready to check out. Where do we go? Yes, sir, without a doubt. Can you tell me where do I drop my key at? Where is that found when me and my brother are finally homeward bound?
I've got a question to follow up. When we do check out? Could you point us to the pup who lets the dogs out?
Who lets the dogs out?
Who
lets the dogs out?
I'm the shopkeeper here. I'm fat and sort of slim, though. I know that you'll be asking, who is that doggy in the window? Well, it is me. My name is Audrey, and I am here to satisfy all your doggy needs.
And if right over here you'd like to extend your vacation, you can get a massage from 101 Dalmatians. And here's a cat, don't pay any mind to he. He's starting a business, he calls it Oliver and Company. At this
Hotel for Dogs, Hotel for Dogs.
Why should I worry and why should I care?
You shouldn't, it's the
Hotel for Dogs, Hotel for Dogs.
Give it 5 stars, no, I'll give it 7. I'd say this hotel is like I died and went to
all dogs.
But here's Darla's room.
Oh.
Now, remember, she has a demand that you give her bacon, and it best not be turkey bacon. It's not. I handed it to you earlier. It's fine.
Yeah,
the bacon
right?
you have
okay,
is
yeah.
the bacon.
Yeah, we got it.
See, more
it.
Of like a you would arrange that than us, yeah.
So just knock, knock.
Hey, why don't we start with a little bow wow?
Oh,
who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
Breathe, 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 breathe. Chew the squeaky squirrel. Chew on the squeaky squirrel. Chew. It's not a murderer. It's not a murderer. It's not a Darla. Chew on the squeaky squirrel. Chew on the squeaky squirrel. Yes. Breathe, Darla. Breathe.
Is this maybe a bad time?
Yes,
nope. It's literally not you. It happens every time someone comes in the room.
Bobby, you know how easily startled I am.
I know, Darla.
I'm so sorry.
Who are these two similar-looking dogs?
Hi, we're two beagle best friend brothers. And we come bearing bacon, and it's not turkey.
It's regular.
Yes, Beagle Best Friend Brothers bearing bacon.
Oh, Beagle's Best Friend Brothers bearing bacon. I had a dream about this. Tell me, what brought you here?
The doggy Christmas train, and yeah. also destiny.
First one, then the other.
Well, Bobby, have you brought these people here because they can help me?
Yes.
It was a smart move having them bring bacon.
They've come, Beagle brothers, best friends bearing bacon.
They've come, oh, we've come to meet you.
We came by train, doggy Christmas train. These best friend Beagle brothers.
These best friend Beagle brothers. These best friends Beagle brothers. Have on a Christmas train.
So yes, that is why I brought them.
My prayers are answered. Do you have any musical skills between the two of you?
Well, yes. In fact, I'm a songwriter and my brother has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, and I'm a singer and my brother's a songwriter.
And we're best friends.
So strange, brothers. Because
I'm your manager and my job was to find them.
Yes, and I'm sure that you'll be taking your cut of the kibble soon.
10%.
Oh, you see what I have to put up with?
It seems like this has become a very stressful position for you, but, Darla, you should know. Well, we've come to this Christmas concert for our whole lives. We love watching you. You bring a lot of joy to a lot of dogs.
I can't believe we're really standing in the same room with Darla, the famous Christmas singer.
Oh, yeah. Stop. Oh, please. Give me a break.
I mean, we came by Christmas train to follow you, your star.
I'm a star. I have to say, sometimes I forget about why I really started doing this. Because it just gets so hard.
You gotta get back to that feeling, you know? Why you started in the first place. Like, I know, when I write a melody, I'm thinking about all the little melodies around in my head and how maybe I could share them with someone else and they would like it.
When I sing a song, I'm thinking about how the words go and the order of them. And which the notes to hit and not to hit.
Yeah, he's like a simple vessel of talent.
You know, it's so strange because hounds are known for their sense of smell, but you two have
so many more senses than that. You've really reminded me how to feel. How to feel. How to be real. Once again.
Oh.
How to be. How to dream. I almost can't remember when. It's been a long road out on tour. It's been a long way singing for my meals and for a cure for this broken heart. And it's dog who has to do a trick. When you're a dog who has to do a trick, oh, it cuts you to the quick. Tricks and it has cut me to the quick. There was a show in Vegas with lots of babies, little pups who didn't know what they were doing, and I left that town with rabies. Then there was a benefit I had to do in Ohio. The queen.
If we can help you to get back, you betcha, get back to that first trick you fell in love, yeah, help you fetch it. If we could get you back and teach you how to feel, that would be an honor for us, yeah, that would be so real.
What you wanna do is recall where you were when you were inspired. It's like how you turn around three times when you're feeling kinda tired.
Yes, you're right. To you I yield. I'm now remembering the happiest moment in the sunny field. I was free. It felt like to be a true chihuahua. Chihuahua. Thanks for the trip down memory lane. You think the three of us could get back there again?
I mean, if we could find that field and, like, a person, but I don't know, every person I know is a dog and every dog I know is a person, but I guess we could get back to that feeling in your heart, if that's possible.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I think I meant it more metaphorically.
Yeah, well, That's easier.
You know what I would like to suggest for the three of you?
Yeah.
Now, we don't have a ton of time, so we're going to have to kind of do a shortened version of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's Christmas Eve.
Right.
Yeah, the Christmas concert's only an hour away.
I would say we need to do some sort of brief artist retreat.
Oh, yeah.
To go somewhere.
I love an artist retreat.
And I know just the place. It's a meadow, more of a glen, sort of a field. But I think you'll really enjoy it. Just follow.
Okay, yeah, we're following.
I walked out of the room and no one followed me.
You know,
can I
Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you? Sure. And I'm sorry. It might just be that, like, your stature, you seemed evil when you said it, and
really
I got
did.
Nervous. I was like, I don't know how to advise my brother in this moment. Is this guy, we're new, we're from a small town, Dollywood is a big place, and I thought, the way this guy is saying this is straight up evil, and I can't let me and my brother be kidnapped when we're about to have our moment. Big Christmas concert is only an hour away.
Oh, we're best friend Beagle brothers, and I stood behind because I wanted to turn to my brother and say, that seemed evil, right?
Yeah, I was kind of like hoping that Darla would go first and we could hang back and I could say, hey, heads up, this might be evil, but let's go because maybe it's not evil. Yeah.
Darling brothers, don't blame yourself. I thought something similar. I thought there was a lot to know as in a warning about this Glendofield.
Oh, and you know this guy already.
And you know this guy. Yeah.
Yes, but, you know, you can never trust him.
Well, then consider my invitation revoked.
No,
I merely offered a chance to go on a brief artist retreat and said, I don't know if it's a glen or a field. All of a sudden, you're jumping down my throat as if I have said something sinister? I don't understand what it was about the way I said
you're
that.
You're doing it again. You're doing it right now.
What?
It's like getting worse.
What am I doing that could possibly... am I doing that could possibly infer that I had anything but the most benign intention.
Do you hear yourself
at all? I really don't.
You really sound evil.
I just like, and it's also like, we were gonna go. You just were like, what's with the pause? And I was just explaining the pause.
Yeah,
sure.
Yes, I thought there was some warning about it.
Oh, let me see if I, then let me put it in a way that won't freak you out
okay,
so much.
Thank you.
Babies.
Okay.
Simply come with me. Simply come with me. Nothing will go wrong if you come with me. Just follow me down this hallway with the lights out. Everything's all right now. There's no need for fright now. Follow me. Follow me so close. Yes, just follow me. Follow your nose wherever it goes. And it goes over here to a smell oh so sweet. Yes, to this compartment that smells vaguely of meat. Yes, the delicious meat. Go now, not later, into this hotel for dogs, little dumb waiter. And just come in here. Just follow me so close. Follow your nose wherever it goes. Just like that, I suppose. Nothing's wrong here. Everything's fine. Follow me. Toe the line. I'm just a golden doodle, a happy, friendly sort. Follow me. I do not kill for sport.
I don't know, brothers. I'm not sure. I don't know if he means us harm. Stick with me. Let's be careful. Stay right behind my arm. Stay right behind my arm.
Hey, where are you from?
What happened?
Where are you from originally? Is this an artist? Like, is this your? Is you? Do you have like a persona, like a stage persona?
Yes. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, we won't.
What's all this talking going on behind
me? Nothing, Bobby.
We are thinking that you're up to your old tricks. I'm telling you, brothers, you can never trust a mix. Sit here together and keep your eyes peeled, Bobby. When are you taking us to this Glenadder field?
Oh, the field is at the bottom of the dumb way. Get inside the dumb waiter. It goes down to the field. I promise. Yeah. Know how dumb waiters generally end up in a field? This one's normal. Just get inside this tiny metal box.
I don't know if we should go down. I am scared, not sure. I have wearing a frown. Oh,
I think I know and I know one another that we should stay away. My best friend brother will walk away here because I have a thought for later. We should put this guy in this dumb waiter and
I don't know what I believe of, but I'll tell you, I think he's evil. I am scared, I'm terrified. I don't know, I'm gonna go
to the box.
Oh my God, is
that what else in the box with us for the first time?
Who are you? My god, where are we? What is the box?
Oh, sorry, we're just seven swans swimming and we got stuck in this box a while ago.
Yeah, people have been looking for you.
Oh, that's nice.
That makes sense.
That's honestly really nice.
We're the Jews that wrote most Christmas music.
Well, this is an honor.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Would it be a holiday episode unless we covered a couple more bases?
Sure.
Than maybe just my Christmas.
My brother here is a songwriter, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's great. We're swans. Just a bunch of Jewish swans locked in a box.
Jewish Christmas songwriting swans?
Sure.
Well, I mean, we try to write just like holiday songs, you know, that are like sort of like seasonal secular songs or...
Yeah, yeah, sure.
We have a couple Hanukkah carols.
We do. I mean, the market is notably smaller.
Yeah.
We like writing music. We like celebrating the holidays. Got no problem with Christmas. Love Christmas.
This is fun and all, but I am very, very claustrophobic and also have a concert any minute now. How do we get out of this box?
That's a big problem because you can't.
I think I know what's going on. Evil or not, Bobby did just send us on a very quick artist retreat. And we will come out of this box better, more inspired, and with the perfect Christmas finale with the help of these fantastic swimming swans.
Hey, yeah, I think you're right. Of course, it all makes sense
now. Just take a second and let's think about all that we could learn from each other. Like, we didn't know that you were from somewhere else, Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
And there's always more to learn about your best friend and your brother. There's never enough time.
That's very true.
But for real, though, my secret has to be safe outside.
Yeah, no.
I can't talk like this anymore after that.
We won't.
It feels so good to talk like this.
And we were just swimming and swimming along, writing songs. Songs for the season. Songs that have good mirth and reason. Yeah, songs for the season. Songs that give you a warm reason to look around you and love your loved ones. Look around you and let the fun be fun ones. Everybody's having a good time because it's the end of the year.
We write songs to make you smile, especially if you are a Gentile. Every time we sing for you. That's why we are the Seven Swan Jews.
Exposition!
Swan Jews. Yeah, that's kind of our deal.
It is our deal.
That's our deal.
I tell you what, you can't be too picky in life. The song that we write for you is the song that you get.
That's right.
But we promise you that whatever we do, you will always see that the song we do will always be of the highest quality. But if you hear the song and don't write to us to tell us how you like it, that's all right. Why do we need to hear it? It doesn't mean that we give a damn. Don't worry about us. You don't have to call us. It's okay. It's all right. Perhaps you were sick.
Exposition.
What if I was dying? And you never even called to find out?
Exposition.
And I want you to know that I have a lot to learn from you. And that is a thing I have coming because I love songwriting too. And if there is one thing that I dream of, it's to one day belong in the pantheon of all the other wonderful swan songs.
A swan song.
When you finally get out of this dumbwaiter, you may find that your path is shaky, but we can't always be a dash hound / dachshund on the ground. Sometimes we end up being a beagle on the roof. Knock, knock. Dumbwaiter opening now.
Oh.
How was your retreat?
It was pretty good, Bobby.
Bobby, are you kidding me? Were you nice the whole time?
I honest to dog God, was just trying to send you on a retreat.
And you knew those swans were in there who taught us all these great lessons?
Oh, fuck. I put them in there forever ago.
What do you
I
mean?
Forgot to take them out.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
swans.
Big surprise. You forgot
swans,
about it.
I am
well, I'm so
sorry.
Surprised.
I am so sorry. This is on me. What can I do to make it up to you? I was wondering why had no one written any more music for us? And I was like, oh, yes, the swans. I put them in there for an arts retreat. I totally forgot. I'm not evil. It's just the way I talk.
Just let us be the concert. Oh, my God. Boy. You really need to listen to what your laugh sounds like.
Mm. You want to, like, tape record yourself and listen back to it, because you sound evil.
I will, but I don't expect it to mean anything when I do it.
Listen, just put us in the concert. We don't even have to be on the stage. We can be on the stage.
Sure.
Well, I don't even need a chair. I'll just lay down. In fact, just put a chair on me and sit on me. It doesn't matter. I just want to be there.
We have chairs for you. We have chairs for all of the...
Well, I don't want to be in the way.
You don't have to make a fuss.
Don't make a fuss.
You have chairs. You don't have chairs.
We have chairs.
We don't need a chair.
I know.
It's
I'm
fine.
Saying that we have chairs.
They have chairs. And we have a concert and we have a new song to do. Beagles, what's the plan?
Well, my brother knows all my best songs.
That's right.
And here you go. Here's a chart. Do you want to look it over or assume it's in your key?
This is amazing. I'll do it.
You should read. You sure you don't want to read it?
No, I don't need
to
rehearse.
Maybe take a look.
No!
Okay.
Right.
Darla, I've never seen this sort of spark in you in such a long time. I'm so proud of you. Everyone, get out there. The concert's about to begin. I'm going to need all hands on deck kind of wrangling that orchestra pit. It is madness down there.
I don't have any room to leap.
I've been trying to organize them, but if I could just, like, get a pedestal to stand on.
12 minutes to Christmas. It's 12 minutes to Christmas. Everyone get in your place real fast because it's 12 minutes to Christmas. And now it's 11 minutes to Christmas. 11 minutes to Christmas.
We have to clean up all this milk because it's
11 minutes to Christmas.
10 minutes to Christmas. 10 minutes to Christmas. 10 minutes, Christmas minutes, 10. Now let's begin with, can we get those drummers drumming? Please drum in time.
We'll drum with those of us that are left. Sadly, there's only 9. One died, don't worry about it.
And if we could get that little bit of calling bird. Concert in any dog age. All right, you got it? You got this, Chauncey?
I think so.
You remember?
Ralph, you believe in me, right?
I always believe in you from the first day we were born as brothers and the day we decided we were best friends.
That's terrible news.
What?
What?
I'm not going to be able to ding dong all over the show. Gonna be okay without me.
Well,
dulcet ding dong ding dongs.
We'll just have to muddle through, I guess.
Yeah.
Boy, terrible
news.
I'm
so sorry.
Terrible news.
You know what? Maybe I think you should ding dong to bring in the new year.
Okay, after everything is done, I'll do it.
Yeah, in a week. Give yourself a week to recover.
Sure, later.
Yeah,
got it.
Bring
much
in
later.
The new year with your ding dong ding.
Make sure you're all healed up.
Got it. 100%, I'll be back.
Okay, good.
Are you ready? Do you need anything?
Yes, how do I look?
You look gorgeous, and everything is going to go perfectly. Don't you be nervous at all. Everything is fine.
Bobby, you're doing it again.
I think I kind of hear it this time.
Do you?
Finally. I think I kind of get it.
It's good, because it's 5 minutes to Christmas.
Christmas.
5 minutes
to Christmas.
5 minutes to Christmas. Thank you, five.
Thank you, five.
Thank you, five.
It's places to Christmas.
Places to Christmas.
Places to Christmas.
Just got wished good luck from 7 swan Jews. And it's gonna be fine. You all just give it a go. Hanukkah has been over. It was about a week and a half ago. It's
places to Christmas.
Places to Christmas.
Christmas.
Come on, Darla, let's get out there and do it. Come on, Darla, you can do it.
My God, Darla, is that your real voice?
Oh, that was me. I coughed.
Absolutely was not. You were on the other side of the room, and the voice clearly came from
me. I mean,
her.
That was a Hail Mary. I didn't think that was going
to
work.
Listen, Darla, if there's one thing we learned, is that in helping you return to what is real and remembering how to feel, I think you also got to be true to yourself. That's the way you sing. That's the way you sound.
Yeah.
Then that's the only way to get homeward bound.
And if you're... I always thought you always made fun of me for being a half-breed, but if you're half... Cockney Spaniel, then I suppose maybe you're a half-breed and that's where that anger comes from.
Wow.
But it don't need to be. Your voice is beautiful. Just like a golden doodle is beautiful. It's two things. It's okay.
And hypoallergenic.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I do. All right. I think I'm ready to go out and do this. Are you going to sing back up like you promised?
Of course, Darla.
Thanks, Chauncey.
And sing the melody that you composed?
Yeah, they're going to sing the melody I composed. They got this.
The much longer version of it.
And I told them they should say, doesn't matter if you come from near or far. Find your home by following a Christmas star.
Oh, listen to them go. A beautiful Christmas vamp. What a beautiful story of this fair lady and their tramp. The fairest lady upbringing is out there with the beagle doing beautiful Christmas singing. And
when I was just a little pup a long time ago, it was so. Be who you want, be who you are, and every year make sure to follow that Christmas star.
Contributed to that milk, you betcha. We did more milk than we've ever done. Me, Keetri, and Alicia.
And saw that it was good, and everything was right in this little town of Doggy
Musical! We'll be right back after a quick break.
It's still the holiday season, Hanukkah and Christmas, also other holidays, Kwanzaa and Ramadan. I think I'm not actually sure when Ramadan is. That's offensive of me. I apologize if Ramadan is not going on right now. I need to know more about other cultures. And I don't, but that's not important, because if you're looking to take your podcast listening to the next level, you got to check out Stitcher Premium, Dedoy, because they've got a great holiday deal going on for a limited time that you will not want to miss. You get 30% off Stitcher Premium when you go to stitcherpremium.com/premium and use the promo code Jingle. So festive. Not Jingle So Festive, just Jingle. You're going to get access to hundreds of exclusive shows and bonus episodes, including the longest continuous musical that Off Book has ever done, which comes out on the 20th. It has Zeke Nicholson and Madeline Walter, and it is wild, and it is so fun, and please listen to it, because it's great. And also, guys, they got Wild Horses with friend of the pod, Mary Holland, and Aaron Whitehead, and soon-to-be friends of the pod, hopefully Lauren Lapkus and Stephanie Allen. They're friends. We just haven't had them on yet, but we will. Don't worry about it. They sit down in front of a live audience and have a hilarious conversation with celebrity guests like Natasha Lyonne, Conan O'Brien, so many great people. That's Wild Horses. They're rad. We love them. Also, us, we're rad. We love ourselves. Do our thing. So try it out for yourself. Go to stitcherpremium.com/premium. Use the promo code Jingle for 30% off. That's our gift to you. And then your gift to us is the other 9th. Do math, Zach. 70. 100 minus 30% is 70. The other 70% that you pay for Stitcher Premium to listen to our content. Yes, please. Thank you. That's it. Thank you so much.
Welcome back from listening to us sing about
what just happened in my head.
Some product. We're going to end on a song. Guys, let's go out on a song. So what we're going to do now is say, hey, thank you so much to Sam Janitis. Give it up for him on the keys. Filling in for us. Give it up for Brett on the engineer. Give it up for our amazing guests, Paul F. Tompkins, Nicole Parker.
Guys,
thank you guys so much for coming back.
Thanks for having us, you guys.
Of course. What do you want to shout to the people?
Yeah, shout out to the people.
Guys, Spontaneation every Monday. Be nice to each other, not just Christmas, but all year round.
Hell yeah, all year round. Love that.
I don't know when this comes out, but there's a thing called the Skivvies. They're from New York, and they're Broadway performers, and they perform in their underwear, and we're performing in Laguna December 14th to 15th, so check it out if you're in the Orange County area.
Shameful.
That will have already happened.
Okay, never mind. Maybe then follow me on Instagram.
And
a Parker girl.
But you guys should be following her. They should have known about that.
We're going to do a little segment that we like to call the next 12 days of Christmas, which is basically, we take the 12 days of Christmas, we throw out all dem nouns. We get some new nouns in there.
Yeah.
What is a, just to get us started, we'll see where it goes from there.
Great.
What is an maybe overlooked holiday staple? We all know.
You mean a holiday? Any holiday? Or are you saying like a staple from Christmas that, or from the holidays that doesn't happen?
I think either.
Like an element of Christmas that maybe used to be done and isn't done anymore, like fruitcake.
I mean, I would call that about all of the 12 days of Christmas is like, I haven't seen no partridges lately.
Totally.
Yeah, what's another part of forgotten Christmas?
I think that we should do the... Good Lord. Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody
Do you know what people don't give anymore is gold, frankincense, and myrrh?
That's right.
Yeah, great. Spices.
Right. That's right.
They used to be staple gifts.
And they were a very big deal back then.
Yes.
But
yes.
So this is 12 better gifts of Christmas.
Sure.
These gifts are better than the things that
better than a bunch of
your true love. If your true love gave you this shit, you'd be like, this is dope. I love it.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, let's 12 practical gifts of Christmas that you could use through the year.
Great.
Oh. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a reliable tax attorney.
On the day of Christmas, my true love gave to me an iPhone that had a good battery.
And a reliable tax attorney.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a car that didn't break, an iPhone with a good battery,
and a reliable tax attorney.
Holy shit.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a nice pair of tube socks,
a car that didn't break, an iPhone with a good battery,
and a reliable tax attorney.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
more hours in the day.
A nice pair of two use all the color doesn't bring a reliable iPhone battery and a reliable taxidermy. We're doing great.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a subscription to Blue Apron. Five gold hours in the day. Four tubes of three cars that don't ring.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me infinite line of credit,
a subscription to Blue Apron,
4 hours in the day, a nice pair of tubes on a car that doesn't break,
an iPhone with a good battery,
and a reliable tax attorney. Number eight. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a non-fading hand tattoo. An infinite line of credit.
A subscription to Blue Apron.
4 hours in the day. A nice pair of tube socks. Carla doesn't break.
An iPhone with a good battery.
And a reliable tax attorney.
Holy shit, it's just nine.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a hoodie with a string that fits.
That doesn't fit. Infinite line of credit.
Listen
to Blue Apron. More hours in the day. A nice pair of tubes on a car that doesn't break. An iPhone with a good battery. And a reliable tax attorney. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of good pair of earrings. A hoodie with a string that fits.
An infinite line of credit.
A subscription to Blue Apron.
More hours in the day. A nice pair of tube socks. A car that doesn't break. An iPhone with a good battery.
And a reliable tax attorney. 11.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping.
A good pair of earrings. A hoodie with a string that fits.
An infinite line of credit.
Subscription to Blue Apron.
More hours in the day. A nice pair of tube socks. Carlet doesn't break.
An iPhone with a good battery.
And a reliable tax attorney.
12.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
the life-changing magic of throwing things away.
12. A subscription to Blue Apron. Of the hoodie with
a hoodie with a string. Non-fading and a tattoo. An infinite line of credit.
A subscription to Blue Apron.
More hours in the day. A nice pair of tube socks. Car doesn't break. An iPhone with a good battery. And a reliable tax attorney.
It's real easy to hit the 5-star thing now on the new iOS. Say
give
what you will about it.
A little Christmas gift and give yourselves a warm hug.
Happy holidays from us
to you
at Off Book. And as we always say, who needs three wise men
when you got 5 strong women?
Boom, boom, boom! Feminism! Goodbye and good night. Hey, it's me, your good friend Zach Reno from Off Book, the musical podcast with Zach and Jess. Guys, listen to Dr. Game Show. Why? Because Dr. Game Show is on Earwolf and it's great. And each episode, host Joe Firestone and Manolo Moreno play listener-created games, games that you come up with, because I know every single one of you playing games at home, making up games. Give those games to Dr. Game Show. They play games like What's Your Primary Utensil, Rad Dad, and Sauce Boss. All of those sound like songs that we could have / will probably sing at some point. And there's no way an ad can express how crazy and funny this show is. You know what can express it? The show itself. Go listen to it. So go to Dr. Game Show on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook and Twitter so you can participate when they record episodes. Facebook's got it going on with that participation. Shout out to our own sleepy babies in the Facebook group. We have to search the off. Facebook, The Musical Podcast. You'll find it. We've almost got like 900 people in there. It's a fun little family. Jump in. This is supposed to be an ad for someone else's show, and I made it an ad for my own show. No regrets, guys. Dr. Game Show. Listen to it. Cool. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.